Well, welcome back to Rise of 365, the podcast dedicated to inspiring and empowering you to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and rising daily is a challenge for many, including myself. But my hope is that the words you hear in these episodes will help you rise every single day of the year. Well, welcome back to episode 6. We're going to be in Genesis 5 and 6, and it's entitled Being the Crazy One. So just to recap, last episode was me and the entire Pena family trying to encourage you to pick up a Bible, open it up to Genesis chapter 4, and read it for the first time. You know, I, in thinking about this series this year, as the Bible reader of someone who has never read the Bible before, but because due to the location of Bibles and the opportunity I have to work in my law enforcement establishment or my ministry as full-time missionaries, we get to travel a lot. We spend a lot of time in hotels, and in law enforcement, I spend a lot of time in hospitals. And what you will always find in both of these locations is a Bible. And oftentimes people in these locations are alone. And who knows why they are there alone. Maybe it's a sickness, because that's why they're in a hotel, in a hospital. Maybe it's some kind of struggle, and that's why they find themselves in a hotel alone. Or they're just traveling from home, but they're at the same time. I travel a lot, and if I'm away from my family, things can be unsettling. Things can be hard in a hotel when you're by yourself. But a Bible is there. There's always comfort. In Genesis chapter 4, we see sin and the negative choices that we make. And we have a question: are we going to allow sin to control us? But like what we see in Genesis chapter 4, God tells us each and every day we have an opportunity to respond to sin. And it's our choice how we respond. We control that. He allows us to control it. He's not a puppet master. If he wanted to make people, to control people, to act to the way he wanted to, he could have done that, but he didn't. He gave us free will. In each day, we have the choice to respond to sin negatively. We have the choice to press play to watch that pornography. We have the choice to go to that person's house and commit adultery. We have the choice to steal. We have a choice to lie. We have a choice to hate and to fight and to kill and to do all these things that are called sin, that go against God's good and perfect process. Rules. The Ten Commandments are perfect. That's why they're the foundation of all laws across all governments and communities. Even the ones who want to deny God, their laws still line up with the Ten Commandments. So, are you going to allow sin to control you? Or are you going to control it? But we're getting into Genesis 5 and 6. You know, don't speed past these chapters, especially the Genesis chapter 5, because when you get it, it's the genealogy. And I've been reading the Bible for the past 20 years, and genealogies are often the chapters of the Bible many people skip because it's just names and they're hard to pronounce names. But this chapter has a meaning. Each individual that is named is for a purpose, and each name means something. What does your name mean? You know, your parents, they probably took some time to name you. You know, my last name is Pena, so our last name means mountain or rock. My first name being Michael, you know, which is someone who is like God. I don't know. My parents weren't believers when they first named me, and I don't know where the Pena name came from, but those, they have a strong meaning. And as a Christian, with my first name being Michael and with the meaning being someone like God or close to God, you know, Michael the Archangel, the defender of God, is the way I'm living meeting up to what my word means. Even my last name, the rock, the mountain, the peak of the mountain. Am I someone stable? Or am I wishy-washy? I've been wishy-washy, but my goal is to live up to the name my parents gave me. Mainly, my goal is to live up the name that the Lord of this world, Jesus has given me when I put my faith in him, that is saved, friend, redeemed. Do I want to live to honor him? Here's something cool about chapter 5. When you put the names of each of these individuals, they mean something. When you put them together, there's an interpretation and there's a story that points to Jesus. So you're going to have to go through and do a deep dive in Genesis chapter 5 and learn what each one of these names mean. But I'm going to give you, when you combine each of these individual names together, they create this awesome story. It says, man is appointed mortal and sorrow. The blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing comfort or rest. That's what those names mean when you read the genealogy of Noah in Genesis chapter 5, pointing to Jesus. That man was appointed mortal. We are appointed mortal, but the blessed God shall come down. Jesus teaching that his death, the death on the cross we're celebrating this month in Easter, shall bring us comfort and rest, shall bring us comfort and rest from our sin because he paid for that. So don't glance over chapter 5. Also, chapter 5, the takeaway is know what you, where you come from and what your name means, and are you living up to it? And if you're a listener today and you claim to be a Christian, are you living up to the name that Jesus has given you? Then we get to chapter 6. And are you ready to do the crazy thing is what I've called this. Because we meet Noah. You know, because of the choices of Adam and Eve, men had created sin. And then all this chaos came down. We read of angels coming down and having sex with the women of the earth and creating these giants of the world. But it was, simply put, pure chaos. No one cared about God. No one cared about his love and the mercy and his grace that he's shown. And God had enough of it to the point where he says, man, I wish I'd never made these people. I want to press the delete button on them, the erase button, the start over button. And he's going to do it. But he's not going to do it to everyone because we meet Noah and it says that he is a righteous man. Why? Because his God is God alone. His heart is focused on God. No matter what is going on around the community, he didn't allow it to overwhelm him. He didn't want to go with the flow. He didn't go with the crowd, with the culture. He lived to honor God. So God comes to him and tells him, hey, I want you to do something crazy. You live in a land that it's never rained. You guys have never seen rain, but you need to build a boat because I'm going to send rain and I'm going to wipe this whole earth clean of their sin. And I'm going to start over with you and your family. Because he's trusted God from the very beginning, he did. And people made fun of him. And we'll see that more in chapter 7. He's willing to do the crazy thing. He's willing to risk it all, risk his job, risk his status in the community, to do what God called him to do. When you read chapter 6, where do you find yourself? You can be one of the doomed, or you can be one of the on the saved side. The choice is yours. Is God calling you to do something crazy right now? Maybe that's why you're struggling in the things of your life, in your career, in your relationships. Because God has been calling you to do something, but you've been ignoring him. Because you're afraid of what people will think about you. I'm not saying I've done this right every time. Yes, I've fallen silent because I was more afraid of what my coworkers or my peers would think of me. And I didn't want them to look at me different because I said, you know what? I'm not going to go this direction. I'm going to honor God. I wish I could go back and do it again. But I know moving forward, starting today, that when faced with those situations, living and focusing one day at a time, always reflecting on God is watching me and how I'm going to respond when it comes to going with the doomed, being silent, saying nothing, or standing up for him. God says, if you deny me in front of man, I will deny you in front of the Father. Man, I do not want to be denied. So where's the encouragement here? Where can you, if this is your first time reading this, find the next new breath for you to rise to face the day that you are given? And I think it's right there. We want God to see that we are righteous. We want to have favor in God's eyes. So, stand firm. Stand on the truth of who God is, what he's done. Allow him to work through you, even when you may be seen as crazy. Be the crazy one. Not only will it save you, but it will save those dearest to you. Remember, because of God's faithfulness and seeing Noah, and Noah willing to be crazy, he was able to save his family. And that could be you. God's calling you right now to stand for him. Be the crazy one, no matter what people think. Well, thank you for tuning in. My hope is that each episode sparks inspiration and gives you the courage to seize the gift of a new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or special occasion. You can reach me at rising247365@gmail.com. You can also support by liking, sharing, and rating this podcast on your favorite platform. Join our growing community on Facebook at facebook.com/rising365247. Until next time, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and embrace the moment. This moment, you were made for this.